Alan rang me up from where he lived. So it would be in this show. You don't know half of it. No, but honestly, he's a great fella, and he rang me up and he said it would be 50 years since we started our, what shall we say, alliance. And he said, do you want to get together with a couple of acoustic guitars and we can make a cassette? Give to the friends that remember that we once played in a band together. I said, fuck no. Let's make the record we would have made when we were 17 if they'd let us. So I got Steve Nighy. David Fallon. Charlie, we thought he was too good to be on this record. But we did get Bob Andrews to play on that song, you know, from the movie. I'd have to play the electric violin. So I haven't got it with me tonight, you can rest assured.
Thank you. Got no heart. alone, it's to realize you earned happiness. Instead of us, you fire desert. We call instant justice when it's past the peak of limit. So I'm scratching at the window. I wonder who is in there. Got to come to check if you belong to your marriage. Or when you hear the words of life and all the things of miracle. Experience of a miracle. Can you stay? Or do I have no fingers to blow you away? Watch the detective. Got no heart. Watching their detectives. Watching their detectives. Watching their detectives.
Thank you.
death and a whole other big stars and jumping, big stars and jumping, big stars and jumping, big stars and jumping. I don't want your money. Thank you.
Oh, I said, I see you know them. Isn't there
There's a town of victory. There's a page back in history for the fight. They came back to the world that they fought for. Did it turn out just like they thought on the fight?
Thank you. tries to stay out of the locals' eyes. Not one bird sings now. He recognizes. He says, I'm so long from the land that I came from. I wonder where my honey is gone. See, the things were going a little strange. We had empty seats kind of opening up in sold out houses, and even my friends said, well, now I've got a reason to not see you. Next thing you know it's all gone horribly wrong. But I do remember that evening in London, I said to the guys, come on guys, let's cheer everybody up, let's do a rare song that we never ever play. Hurry down, Doomsday, the bugs are taking over. It'll be funny. It wasn't fucking funny 3 weeks later. So we certainly found all this time on our hands. And I guess, you know, it's true to say, we were talking with Pete's grandson, Izzy, who's a fine young man who's already a drummer, and he's only 2 years old. David's got a son who's in college, he used to warm up with Pete. He's half the size of Pete. Now he's, if you don't mind me saying, he's at least as good as him. He's a fantastic drummer. We've all seen a lot of things happen in our lives. Steve Naive over there. We've spent our lives, and since we saw you last, which was actually, you're talking about being at Bath, was 1979. And you know, people are still calling Davey the replacement in the band. Been in the band for fucking 20 years. He's been in the Impossible almost as long as Ron Wood's been in the Rolling Stones. Now Pete was down in his basement, because as you can see, he's a finely tuned machine. And he was playing along. He said, I'm really getting tired of just playing along. With my practice tape, I played all of the Beatles records, all of the Rolling Stones records, even the ones that are in time, and Booker T and the MGs and Tamla Motown. I said, fuck it, let's make a new record. So we did. And I suppose because we'd had this little kind of opportunity to think about life gone by and not being able to carry on like we would, all the songs that came out were different parts of childhood. When you're a young boy and you're trying to find out, is that a look of prohibition or a look of invitation? That's what the death of Patrick Thinker was about that you heard earlier. Now, I was brought up Catholic, but don't hold that against me. And you know, I was filled with sin when I was a child. At least that's what they told me. So I had to make my first confession before I could make my first Holy Communion. I'm a lost, you know, are you a Protestant? Any Catholics here tonight can explain it? Just four or five, but we'll own up. And the rest of you all live in eternal darkness. That's right. Yeah, it's like that. So gave me a useful cheat sheet when I was going, because there were seven and I didn't really know, and I went, taking the names, the name of the Lord in vain. I've never fucking done that. I've never killed anybody. I've never stolen. I love my mum and dad, and I don't know anybody that has an oxen that I can covet. I thought, if I go in there with nothing, they're going to tumble me. Walked up to the confessional. A faint smell of incense mingling with something. I think it was Irish whiskey. And the priest was drinking too. Yeah, and got in there, and I confessed to adultery. I didn't know what it meant, but it sounded like fun. And then I remember when I came here to Bath in the 70s, I discovered it was. Oh no, I got it. Oh, what a scandalous rumor. So, a little while later, I found myself, you know, still mulling over all this guilt and shame that had been put into me with, like, a vaccine. Of guilt and shame. Fuck the other thing. It's like that. So, and into our lives came this young woman who was supposed to teach us English. Now, the fact that she was dressed fashionably got our attention. But what I remember about her most, she didn't give a fuck about the lesson. She just wanted to talk about her own life. And she was like between jobs, like maybe gossip columnist and a job in espionage. Like, she was definitely destined for more exciting lives. And through the door that she came in, I saw a room, a distant future, where you could drink and maybe smoke funny cigarettes. You might even commit adultery, and you wouldn't even feel guilty. Whatever it was, whether you were a straight shooter or like whatever, this woman taught us more lessons by just sitting there and talking about herself. And I wrote this song about it, and I don't think it's in the slightest bit true to life.
Penelope, hey, down your desk and spread it out. She grabbed her smile and so we sing. My friends in a way I can't beg you to move into the conventional food. Thank you.
got a conscience to not have the feeding. You keep up the spirits with a proven reading. The ink from a column dissolved down into the stain. Every floor, every stage, door. Some have more. I've been finding what she could never before. Tapping out so that she didn't have market memories. It was not a fashionable kindness. It was good tennis. The boys with their fiddles played the rascals' release. We chose to do battle and wish there were peace. 6 months later in a newspaper margin, they were all coming out in a cavalry charge. Weeping Miss Imogen said to a priest, I gave them my word to you, it was the least. I give them all that you would depart you, though I will love for you.
Yeah.
was something I understand. You gave me something in the palm of my hand. Thank you.
Thank you. man, give yourself a little dabble. Let's see if I'm a minister in a while. Got like a man of Jesus last year's model. All that dancing shoes like kerosene. I want you to go to jail. I don't want you to check your bus. I don't want nobody else. I don't want you to go to. Thank you.
a heretic. Listen to the propaganda, listen to the latest slander. There's nothing out of here but you wouldn't understand. And I'm here, you can feel it. Well, you don't really need it. Understand. Oh,
Any relation to the wrestler? It was the bane of my grandmother's life, because when it came to the Holy Trinity, it was God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and my dad. The man you love to hate, the Dutch destroyer, came somewhat lower in the hip parade. And I thought, Sorry, I was speaking. You might learn something. Like what the name of the next song is. Because I've no fucking idea. So this year, I thought about writing a song called this for many, many years, and I'm sure that you might have somebody in mind right now. Heaven knows who it could be. But you made your Boris and now you're gonna lie on it. You know, whatever. Whatever the fuck you believe, whatever. Just love everybody. I love everybody. Well, don't love him, but I love you. I love Rod especially. I love him. It's a wig. No, it's not. Don't start him off again, for fuck's sake. So, I thought for years about writing this, a song with this title, and I finally realized who it was about. Me.
I went to the theater on Silhouette Street. And had a taste of the cake and the Saturday feet. All of the patrons in the pews were people that killed or used. Actors on the stage were equally skilled. The place took turns at lighting the fuse. A dead man said, "You must choose." So stop the show, cause we can't wait for the man you love today. All of the patrons sitting on pews were the shades of the ghost of the once accused. There were music and dread and line and word, not a penny. Not a conscience was spared. Heroes, poets, were never in doubt. They fought off the speeches that he would spout. Suddenly there arose a shout. Confession simply tumbled out in marriage vows. Someone my mother had. Splendid. on Silhouette Street, where I lived once and died once more. I woke up one that I once adored. The husband came to the door in a masquerade of dignity. He said, "Please don't meet ya, I checked out now, man. Took my money and handed me the key. Number of the father's nine, nine, nine. He whispered, "There's you run, the mess is mine."
To go to school with what they used to beat up, and Nick Lowe, and I didn't have enough fingers to play this here song, and quite often we left it out of the set because it made people too easy for people to like us. So now we got Charlie playing with us now, and we thought, well, it'd be nice to hear the introduction as it was originally on the record, so we're going to do this one for you with a very fond good night until we see you again, whenever that may be, if we ever see you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it's so funny to be seen ever so old anger with a real again understand. You were not impressed. Heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get to the sentimental level of a stick of Valentine's, 'cause I don't know who you were loving somebody. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. Oh, I know the sun. I know the sun is still there. Husband, you leave your burnt fingers in the way that you used to hold and write in your hand, but it took all he could take. Sometimes whistling could stop
you from talking when I give a silly things you say. Think somebody better put out the way, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Zero. And if you see
back there to the strip. Come with you and share Godspeed, my speed. That's his story. They're coming for a peacemakers on Winchesters and Colts, the rattling of our Gatling guns, our best cowboy revolts, and threats and insults. We're all cowards now. The emptiness of arms, the openness of thighs, the pornography of bullets, the promises and prizes can disguise. Oh, you're all cowards now. They're graven stones of colors and rose stone names. Except those we never care about, those we never blame. We'll extinguish their flame just the same. We're all the cowards now. Since from 10 to 20, there's an illusion we believe in. There is honor in the heat, the confetti chemical death, necessity to bleed. My fears to flee, discover my prayers to fit the scream. On my lover's back, a zipper on a memory screen, see. Close the window tightly, lower lamps and shades. On the screen, silent rehearsals for tomorrow's parades. For tomorrow's parades. For tomorrow's parades. We're all cowards now. In the box of wires, in the shimmering air, there's a whispered curse, there's a mumbled prayer. No choice but to scan the sky above. At least pretend we can't surrender to love. At least pretend we can. At least pretend we can surrender. Thank you.